Any source of water is of great benefit to wildlife. Obviously, if you have limited space, you can still provide water for wildlife by simply adding a bowl of water on a log that birds can access and squirrels and other mammals can access. If you have larger area, it's wonderful to be able to add a pond. Not only does this provide a water source for birds and other wildlife looking to drink water, but it also provides space for frogs and other amphibians and reptiles that might need a source of water in order to survive. In particular, if you can add the sound of running water, so if you have a pond with a waterfall or a recirculating stream, that's an amazing magnet for birds in bringing them into your garden. For example, here at the Federation, we added in a pond with a long recirculating stream, and we suddenly had this huge diversity of birds coming right up to the pond and the stream that is just outside the window, so we're able to enjoy that. Because the sound of running water is a signal to birds that fresh water is available, so it really draws them in. Not only that, but a pond is wonderful for the people who enjoy the water because it's beautiful and the sound of that water is also relaxing and appealing to humans as well. Soil is the basis of any healthy garden, and it's important to think about the health of your soil if you want to have healthy plants, because if you've got good soil, your plants are going to be happy. You can do this in two ways. One is to think about the importance of organic matter to your soil. So when you've got the leaves in the fall, you don't want to be getting rid of them down at the end of your driveway and having the city take them away. You want to think about keeping some of them and adding them to your garden beds because they will break down and add organic matter to your soil, which makes it richer for your plants, and it also makes it into a healthier soil with better structure, more oxygen, better water retention, so your plants will be healthier. The other thing about soil is considering what the needs of your plants are in terms of what your soil is. So if you've got really dry soil or an area of your garden that drains really quickly, you want to be thinking about adding plants that will like those conditions. For example, here at the Canadian Wildlife Federation Gardens, we have an area of the gardens that is on the far side of the property that the hoses don't reach to. So instead of considering putting in a really expensive irrigation system, we chose plants that thrive under those conditions. So we put in plants such as some of the coneflowers, some of the vervains, and silphiums, which have really deep roots that go way down into the soil and are able to access any available water there. That bed never gets watered, and yet those plants are really healthy. In another area of the garden, it floods in the spring, and so instead of putting in expensive drainage and worrying about that all the time, we chose plants that thrive in conditions where their roots are going to be wet at certain times of the year. So plants such as monkey flower or swamp milkweed thrive in that bed. It's a beautiful garden and very healthy, and we don't have to do a lot of amendments in order to make the plant survive.